Exclusive, Paul Manafort: They can bury Hunter Biden, but they can't bury the laptop. By Robert Krajicek on October 24, 2022. Paul Manafort, author of Political Prisoner: Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced, said on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak that the Department of Justice, DOJ, will be unable to bury evidence of pay-for-play political corruption on Hunter Biden's laptop with Republican majorities in Congress. Polak said, the DOJ is avoiding the big financial issues. Hunter Biden's entanglement with the Chinese Communist Party, with Burisma, his father's allegedly corrupt dealings, being part of these deals with foreign governments. Manafort said both President Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have been given a free pass, but that doesn't mean they'll keep getting a free pass. The pay-for-play thing has got some legs, I think, he added. Tony, Bob Ulinski is not going to be ignored by the new Congress. I think they will get into some of the depth of the laptop. They're not going to be able to bury the laptop. They can maybe bury Hunter Biden, but they can't bury the laptop. He predicted, there's still a lot of story to be told once there's a megaphone and a platform, and that's going to happen on November 8. Manafort said Andrew Weissman, lead prosecutor for former special counsel Robert Mueller, sought to obtain false testimony from him in exchange for leniency in the DOJ's prosecution of him regarding violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Weissman needed me, in his mind, to create a link, which was a crazy idea to start with, to the Russia narrative that he was putting out, Manafort remarked. Manafort said the DOJ wanted him to provide false testimony in support of the Russia narrative targeting former President Donald Trump. They never made a direct offer, he stated. They made it very clear, the Department of Justice would go easy on me if I would just recognize the narrative that Andrew Weissman was trying to put out there on Trump's involvement with Putin. Well, if I'd recognized it, I'd have been lying. And I wasn't willing to do that, and I paid a price. He added. They put me in solitary for 11 months and they put me in prison after that for another year. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor, and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. The Ann and Phelim Scoop. The Ann and Phelim Scoop is a podcast and media organization founded by Anne McElhinney and Phelim McAleer. The Ann and Phelim Scoop podcast is a project of the Unreported Story Society, a 501c3 nonprofit. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.